I'm at the Fedora booth. Very, very cold Fedora booth here. They've been stuck at the door. I don't think that's got its advantages and disadvantages. But I'm talking to?
I'm Justin Flory. I'm a contributor for about a year and a half now.
Okay. What is Fedora?
Fedora is a free and open source Linux operating system that's, I think, can be pretty accurately described in our four foundations: freedom, friends, features first. So Fedora has a very strong commitment to free and open source software, and that all of the software that we do have available by default in our software, in our repositories, is open source. We don't have proprietary or third-party programs that are proprietary in our in the distribution by default, because we're very committed to trying to find the best open source solution for our users. Features and first from a development side, I think, is also important, because Fedora is very committed to trying to champion new open source tech and trying to do it in a way that's stable, and is also trying to push forward and try out these new things for everyone else in the Linux community as well. And lastly, I think Friend is important too, because it's a community that spans the entire world from 6 out of 7 continents. So maybe 7, I don't know. But it's a very large community of people working on a mixed variety of different parts of the project. So I think you can really sum up Fedora through our four foundations.
Okay, very good. And what has been happening in the Fedora projects in the last year?
So one of the biggest things that just actually recently happened was the Fedora Cloud Edition, which was one of the three primary offerings of Fedora, along with the workstation and the server. We moved the cloud edition away as a primary one, and instead we're now offering the Fedora Atomic Host, which is really exciting for people who are looking at building new cloud infrastructure or trying to experiment with new things along those lines. If you're doing things with Kubernetes or OpenShift, Fedora Atomic would kind of be your base that you're putting in there. And it right now, there's kind of like a short term, like what can it do now, and then a long term, what do we want it to be? Short term, it's kind of, if you're familiar with the Fedora development model, it's kind of like Fedora Rawhide, in that it's the latest and very cutting edge of Fedora, but it's very easy for you to roll back if something goes wrong. Whereas if it was in Rawhide proper, like, okay, what went wrong? I need to downgrade it, I need to fix my kernel or do whatever. With Atomic, you can just roll back your entire system state to exactly where it was before. So.
And does that also apply to applications that we're running? Does that apply to my own applications that we're running?
So long term, so right now it's definitely something that's very new, and it's shaping, and or it's in the process of shaping into something that will be a long term, or that will end up being something that will be useful for workstation and server. So the idea is that you could be, let's say that you're doing something with, you upgrade your networking network manager on your laptop, and then your driver's broke or something where you don't have wireless connectivity. So it's like, what are you going to do? Because you can't look up troubleshooting or how to fix it. So the idea is that you would have an atomic-like workstation, so you can just roll your entire system state back to the way it was before, and you can fix whatever the problem was or go deeper that way. And the same thing for the server side, too. And that's kind of where we want it to go long-term. Short-term right now, there's a few people who are using it as their daily driver desktop, but it's still kind of a wild ride from what I'm taking, because it's a 2-week release cycle, so it moves very quickly. But the idea is that even though it's moving so fast, because of the design where you can roll back your system state if you need to, it's supposed to be even more stable than like the Rawhide offering would be. So I really think the next year or next 2 years for the Atomic Host will be very exciting for Fedora. And it's definitely something that a lot of people in our community are very excited and passionate about. And we're also working closely with the CentOS community on that as well, as far as I'm aware. But that's something that recently changed, and some of the bigger things, one of the new campaigns that we launched for this past year was Fedora Loves Python, and we have a few stickers around the booth for that. But the idea is that we're trying to reach out to the people who are using Fedora, instead of trying to be, Fedora is great for everyone, which I would say it is, but the idea that we're trying to get to is that we're trying to target communities of developers that are working with a specific set of software that we feel that Fedora has a very strong offering on. And for us, Python is everywhere in Fedora, within not only within the distribution, but our community as well. A lot of the infrastructure and applications that we're building in Fedora are heavily based in Python. So it's very easy for us to kind of explain and show all the amazing ways that you can do things with Python and Fedora. There's actually a site, I want to say it's just Fedora loves python.org. I'm not 100% sure on that. There's actually a website that really goes into this and shows all the specific things about why you'd want to use Python as a Fedora, or as a Fedora developer, why Python is great, and the advantages that it would provide to you versus another distribution. But that's something that's really cool too that we've been doing for, I guess, probably the past 8 months. And if you end up catching us at an event, I know in North America or Europe, you'll probably be able to find some of the Fedora Loves Python stickers floating around too.
Okay, cool. Are you going to many more festivals or more events during the year?
As far as I know right now, there's a few things that we have lined up for the next few months. I know PyCon Slovakia, we should have a presence there. And the next major conference I can think of in the Europe region will be OSCAL, which is Open Source Conference Albania. This is usually the heaviest part of the
conference. We're worldwide. So.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I'm not as sure for Latin America and in Asia. In North America, I think the next thing that we have coming up is the Southeast Linux Fest, which will be in, I think, May or June. And we always have an annual presence there. And then I think there's one more event in the next few months in North America too, but I'm not a little unsure on the specifics.
That'd be on fedora.org, I guess.
Yeah, get Fedora. We'll be sure to be promoting it on the Fedora magazine. Is the great place to look for anything that's coming up in the Fedora community, as well as actually finding great guides about how to get the most out of Fedora. So I would definitely recommend the Fedora magazine as a great way to keep in touch with everything that's happening in the Fedora community, and also to find out maybe ways you can better utilize or use Fedora in your own system.
Thank you very much for taking the time, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks.